Hey, Mama. Earlier this month, we have been talking about the importance of exercise and how it can help you manage stress. We've covered why you should do it, how to find time for it, and how to get yourself motivated to move your body. However, once we start moving our bodies, we need to know how to properly care for them as we start this beautiful transformation towards a healthier self. So today, I'm excited to share with you how to maximize your post-workout routine as a busy mom so that you can get the most from your efforts even with a busy schedule. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Also, don't forget to take advantage of our free Facebook community that you can join by clicking the link in the show notes below. All right, let's get started. Hey, Mama! Welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed, and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen, and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions, and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. Working out and exercising our bodies can definitely seem daunting to begin with because it seems like there's so much to do. Well, okay, I guess initially we think about just the exercising part, but after we start to exercise and move our bodies, we realize that we start to have these additional needs for our bodies because of all the amazing transformative work our bodies are doing just by simply adding in a little bit of movement each day. So today I want to help prepare and educate you mamas on 4 simple things that you can do to maximize your workout routine. I remember when I first started working out on a regular basis, and especially lifting weights. When I was in college, I just did a lot of cardio and a little bit of weights, and I didn't really have much of a post-workout routine other than just drinking some water. And as I got more into strength training, and I'm not talking about like bodybuilder strength training, but just enough to be strong. That was my goal. I wanted to be strong and healthy. I realized that I was experiencing muscle soreness, that I was getting dehydrated quicker, and that sometimes it was hard to move. I mean, that muscle soreness was really intense. And what I didn't realize was that when we move our bodies, we are breaking down and repairing tissues in the body. So we need to support our bodies in a very specific and intentional way so that we can maximize our workout and really take advantage and maximize our workout gains. So not just to complete our workout itself, but to maximize the gains, right? You don't want to lose what you've been working for. So I'm excited to share with you my 4 super simple ways to maximize your post-workout routine, even as a busy mom. These 4 items take hardly any time at all. And to make it even easier for you, at the end of this episode, I will link my favorite workout essentials for you to take a look at and see if it's something you want to start incorporating into your post-workout routine. Okay, the first way that you can maximize your post-workout routine is to hydrate. It is so important that we drink water on a daily basis anyway. Our bodies are made up primarily of water and it needs it to function. When we don't drink enough water, our bodies want to retain water. If you've ever had water retention issues, it could be because you don't have the proper hydration within your body. But hydration is so much more than just water itself. It includes having a balanced amount of electrolytes within your body to make sure that your cells can actually absorb the hydration the water itself and that the water can easily pass through your cells. So how can we do this? You can use a quality hydration supplement. You want to make sure that this hydration supplement is made up of a balanced ratio of electrolytes. You don't want just sodium. In fact, research shows that potassium is essential to the absorption of sodium and also essential to allowing our cells to kind of open up and expand so that water can actually pass through. So below in my workout favorites, I have included my favorite hydration supplement. It has a 3-to-1 potassium sodium ratio. It is super simple. You just shake it up because there are over 72 deep sea minerals to help support your body's natural balance of electrolytes in there. And you shake the packet and you put it in 16 ounces of water. I prefer cold water and you drink. That's it. So shake the packet. Shake it in the water and you drink. Can't be more easy than that. I love to drink mine post-workout, but you can use this really anytime that you're feeling dehydrated. And it's fantastic, not just as a hydration supplement, but by properly hydrating your cells, ladies, we can support our cardiovascular health, our bone health, our kidney function, and it can even help keep you energized. So first thing you can do post-workout is to hydrate your body. The second thing you can do post-workout is to consume a complete protein. You want to make sure that you get your essential amino acids post-workout because when you're working out, especially if you're doing any kind of strength training, you're actually breaking down muscle fibers and rebuilding them. So it's important to support your body on that cellular level here. So in order to do this, some people will add essential amino acids to like a post-workout shake. But the reality is if you have a high quality protein, it will have a complete chain of amino acids. And if you're not looking to like get bodybuilder strong or to build your muscle that much, but you're just looking to support the recovery of your muscles and your body, then a complete chain of amino acids found in a high quality protein is going to be sufficient. So I have included my favorite chocolate whey protein in my workout favorite links below. Now I actually have some lactose sensitivity, but this protein is high quality. It comes from happy cows, meaning that they are grass-fed. It's just some of the highest quality you can get. So because of this, it doesn't actually affect my lactose sensitivities, which is interesting. But it is the creamiest chocolate protein I've ever had. If you prefer the vegan route, they have a vegan vanilla option as well that I love to use and alternate in and out with the chocolate. And I just mix mine with almond milk, again, because I have a dairy sensitivity. So you can just do that in some almond milk. Sometimes I'll throw in some PB-free powder, but make sure that it doesn't have added stuff in there because sometimes they still add sugars in there and I try to minimize sugar. And this specific protein is sugar free. There's no added sugars. It's sweetened, naturally sweetened with monk fruit and stevia. So it is really, really good quality. The third thing that you can do to maximize your post-workout recovery is to address muscle soreness. I mentioned before that I've been so sore that I have not been able to move my legs. It's hard to walk. It hurts to sit. Sometimes it hurts to stand. It's hard to lift my children sometimes initially. But after the fact, you know, I build the muscle and then I'm stronger and then I can lift my children and it's no problem, which is part of the reason why I work out anyway. But when you are trying new exercise or more advanced workouts, you're going to be sore. So what you can do is you can address the muscle pain targetedly, like where the soreness is specifically or even systemically. And you can do this using essential oils. So you can, again, when I say essential oils, I have to qualify to the essential oils from the company that I use because they are not only recommended or not only safe for internal use, but recommended for internal use, and they are a high quality essential oil. If you are not familiar with what a high quality essential oil looks like or what you should be using, jump back to the very beginning. I think it's episode 2 or 3, and I will tell you what you need to know about essential oils and also what you should be looking for in a quality essential oil. But you can use essential oils with anti-inflammatory properties to support cellular function and support sore muscles. My favorite way to do this, so you can apply the essential oil directly on the area of concern, but I need something easy and quick. And so there is a a soothing blend stick that has our soothing blend combination of essential oils plus copaiba, which is a powerhouse on the anti-inflammatory level. And it is a roll and go. It's like a push-up deodorant stick, or I guess a twist-up, and you can just roll it directly on your area of concern. I love using it on my lower back or on my knees, and even not workout-related, I like to use it on my lower abdomen for menstrual cramps and on my head and my neck and shoulders for head tension, supporting head tension. But it is soothing and super convenient, great to use before, during, or after your workouts. And it's going to give you some relief to minor aches and muscle joint pains that are associated with you know, your simple back aches, arthritis even, sprains, strains, and even bruises. So it's very effective and super easy to use. The last way that you can maximize your post-workout recovery is to keep moving, mama. Just keep your body moving post-workout, even throughout the day, even if you're sore. It's going to help with muscle soreness. But even in the days after the workout, it's important that you don't lose the muscle mass that you have gained. And in order to help prevent this and to continue to improve upon your physical wellness, try not to go more than 3 days between your workouts. In fact, I try to only do 2 days of rest throughout the week. And again, I'm not doing crazy workouts. That's maybe 20 to 30 minutes a day. And sometimes that workout looks like me walking around the block with my children as they ride their bikes, because that just might be the day, okay? But you can actually do active recovery workouts on your rest day. So something like walking around the block with your children, or just walking for 20 to 30 minutes, or if you have a bike to go cycling, that's something that's going to help keep your body moving. It's going to help reduce soreness within the muscles. And you could even just stretch a good, you know, 10 to 15 minute or 20 minute, if you know that many stretches, stretching session can help with post-workout muscle recovery. So mama, there is no excuse for you not to care for your body properly and intentionally post-workout. There's 4 easy things that we cover today that you can do to make sure that you maximize your post-workout and that you are creating healthy habits towards wellness for you and for your family. Just hydrate, eat protein right after, care for your sore muscles, mama, and keep moving. I would love for you to be intentional about how you're going to support your body post-workout and write out what and how you can implement these 4 steps to be more successful at stacking these healthy habits, at starting to consume water and the proper hydration supplement, at consuming protein after your workout, caring for your sore muscles, and continuing to move and being consistent in moving your body. I would love for you to write out how you plan to implement these 4 steps, or if you have, what has been a great success for you, or even some challenges that maybe you've had, over in our free Facebook community. You can find the link to that community below in our show notes. And if you want to make it really easy on yourself, you can check out my link to my 4 favorite workout products to use before, during, and after your workout, so you have everything you need to intentionally support your body on your way to a healthier you. Mama, I hope that this episode encouraged you to continue to care for your body, as it is a gift from the Lord, and we want to make sure that we are in the proper health to the best of our ability so that we are ready and able to serve Him in whatever way that He calls us. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend if you haven't already? Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.